I think one time you heard her. I'm okay hard to hear you find me in my song. So yeah, it's very meaningful. I came in this week. It's going to be a Mr. Money Sunday because it's her heavenly birthday. So I was like, okay, it's not a memorial. So I charged the children with write about what she taught you. So I don't have any notes, but I'm going to, for me, it was prayer. If you knew Minister Millie, she just had the right time to pray.
Yeah. Right.
Like in the most tense situations.
Yes.
And it seems like everybody had like a sudden Minister Millie prayer moment where things were going way left. They were about to fall straight off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly it was like a prayer that she just out of nowhere.
Yes.
The two things I wanted to talk about was, I've always wondered, I never got a chance to ask her, like, when we get these feelings of let's just, you know, just pray out loud, because we do our silent prayers to ourselves a lot,
right.
But there's something about that out loud prayer.
Yes, it is.
Out loud, unashamed, people can hear it, it resonates, even if it doesn't resonate with their human self, it resonates with their spirit.
Yes.
And I feel like that was especially effective for her because she also taught me the lesson of walk quietly, carry a big stick.
Yes.
Yes. But for me, she was very humble. Just it seemed like unimaginably so. Nobody's that humble, but she always reminded me where she came from, which was not that humble person. She said, "I used to be not like you, and I'm like you. So you can't imagine that." Can't imagine it, but yeah, she was like, I just talk to her sometimes. So she definitely taught me that with age comes the quiet moments.
Yes.
That I aspire to find. And I'm still looking for that place of when it gets real tense and just pray real hard about it.
Amen.
So I'm going to introduce my oldest child, who is nervous, but bless her. And she gave me her interpretation. Taylor gave us the thought of the week this week. So we're going to talk about it. Did you lose your sermon, love? Okay, you better hurry up and find it then. There it is. How
yes.
Minister Millie was such a happy person, no matter what she had going on in her life. And she always had a smile on her face. And I remember one Saturday, we had a meeting and stuff, and I was angry about having to get up early. And I sat in the chair for like 45 minutes to an hour just angry. And she walked in, and she was so happy, and she was hugging everybody. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning. And like, my day just turned around because it's like, she smiles, and it's just amazing. And then another time, we had like, it was the door to the Christian Association was locked, and the person who had the key couldn't come for another hour. So it was me and my mom, we were sitting outside, and instead of sitting there angry about it, we went to go eat, and like, she taught me to be positive about things you can't control.
All right, then.
And to like, just be open-minded and like,
Amen.
Control,
yeah.
Like that.
That's all right.
This one, not because she's mine, but because I think she's magnificent. And if I could go back to being a kid, I'd want to be her. Because I think she's just utterly amazing. Yeah. Both of my children are magnificent. I'm blessed. As I said, this sermonic text came from Morgan. I think 2 Timothy. She's like, no, mom, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is Miss Morgan Gaston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can hold it if you want. That's fine.
Yeah.
I got you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Papa.
So one thing Deacon Minister Millie taught me was confidence. So Minister Millie taught me about confidence. Please go to Job chapter 22, verse 29. It's in your bulletin too. I kind of edited a little bit because I didn't like it.
Okay.
When you are cast down and humbled, you will speak with confidence. Minister Millie always spoke with confidence. She taught me to be myself and have confidence in myself. I have like these special keys to become confident. And one of my first keys to becoming confident is to be yourself. We were at the mall and we saw this guy with this big cheetah robe and hair done with slides and pajamas on. It looked really cool. He was walking down like a pathway with a lot of confidence. We giggled, but it looked like he was living his best life. He had like a lot of confidence and he didn't care about other people's thing.
It's okay, take your time.
My first key to being confident is to be yourself and don't care what other people think. There are five keys to Morgan's special keys to confidence.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. My second key is to live your best life. Living your best life is really easy for me because I don't care what other people think. But it might be hard for other people to live their best life. I looked up what living your best life means, and it means to do great things with your life to the fullest. I want to do many things in my life, but some people aren't living their best lives because they're too scared because of what other people will think.
Yeah,
okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Come on, Ben.
My third key is to have trust. The definition of confidence is the feeling or the belief that one can rely on someone. Don't rely on me to keep your secrets unless you tell me it's a secret. You have been warned.
That's adorable.
That's all right. So, last quick Christmas, my mom asked me what I got for Christmas. I said it to your mom because I wasn't going to tell her. My mom just laughed. She thought I would tell her, so I did it. Papa, you trusted me not to tell her. And in school, people tell me a lot of things. When they say, like, it's serious tea and nobody wants to know, they put their trust and their faith in me to not tell anyone the tea. My fourth key to Morgan's special key of confidence is to have faith. Faith is one of those things you build up over time. Story time. When Minister Marcus and my mom first got together, I took his fingerprints.
You're not gonna be sure.
I took like his hair from the sink. I had to put my faith into him.
All right now.
Building up faith doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time.
Yes.
I think I have the faith that we can do great things with UFCCP.
Come on now.
My last key to Morgan's special keys of confidence is allow your haters to be your motivators.
You've been high.
Yeah.
Yes.
I tell my haters my motivators because they motivate me to try harder.
Yes.
The definition of a hater, I looked it up in an Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
Is means I kind of trimmed it a little bit because I didn't feel like that in.
That's all right.
Means they point out every person's flaw.
Yes.
But that helps me build my confidence because I know that I can fix those flaws and not be ashamed of them.
That's great.
Those keys, my special keys of confidence, help me build my confidence like that. I can have fun with my friends, families, and church family. I just remember I am the best me that I can be and myself. Make sure you stay lit and don't die.
Just pray for you. It's people who can't bring themselves to come to this place.